something, TH, let's start there, about this sensuousness. How, well, if we go back 100 years then, or 90 years, or even when I was born, things were more moral, and men and women, they should dress that way properly, and everything should be just, yeah. And of course, religion was still influential in the culture and general social life, especially the ethics and the morality, and you should follow the Ten Commandments and things like that. Then, I think what happened, it came as a kind of reaction. This is just my speculative attempt here at analysis. We had the Victorian age, you could say, and then after that there was a kind of a period where, well, again, that's about the time when I was born. There was sexual repression and this and that, right? And then in the 60s, and even more so in the 70s, there came that, they call it sexual liberation or whatever they call it, but what we could see it to be is that when humans in certain groupings and societies and cultures gave up the spiritual basis there, when materialism started dominating, not only as some kind of philosophy, but the materialistic way of life. Then, of course, sense enjoyment, sense pleasure, the hunting for happiness in the realm of the senses is the only thing that remains. So we could see that, and I would say, this is what happens to great, powerful civilizations when they start to become decadent. And then you may have this under the surface, there is a secret world of forbidden desires and pleasures, which then may be illegal first, but then become more and more accepted. And there you have a society which thinks itself to be free because here we have let free our desires. We are not anymore inhibited or blocked or unfree, ruled by religious morality. And there, that way it goes, free to chase sensual pleasures. But it's a freedom that can become a slavery, you could say, but also yeah. It doesn't lead to happiness. And some they insist they think it will if we just do it a little bit more. A little better. And some go in totally into the world of sensual pleasures. How to enjoy those senses as much as possible. And when it's not fun anymore, got to find out new ways, new drugs, new this, new that. So yes, I would say that the civilization we live in now, the global north at least, the European, American, North American, and elsewhere, of course, it's there. It's about to fall, to go through that which we have gone through so many times here on Earth. Civilization comes, civilization goes. So yeah.